Okay, well, let's see. Paul Williams. I really don't know what he does. I've known him for 35 years, and outside of my immediate family, there's probably not a person, maybe one or two people on the planet Earth that I've had a continuous relationship with this long. And we've been through a lot together. He's kept me out of jail a couple of times. He kept a whole bunch of us out of jail once by suggesting we stand on the line between the United States and Canada so that neither side could arrest us. That worked. The Minnesota State Police came up. We were standing on the line. They turned around and went the other way. The RCMP came up, saw us standing on the line, went the other way. If they had coordinated, I guess they could have, you know, arrested whichever half of us was greater in the United States or Canada, but back in those days, I guess the police forces couldn't do that. That was Paul's strategy. It's a good idea. But I remember in the old days when Paul used to come to the Native Center when he was still a student at University of Western Ontario, it was awfully hard having a conversation with him in those days. Impossible. Because in those days, the Native Center was right downtown, and the Victoria Hospital, which was the largest hospital in London, was right downtown also. And the road for the access to Victoria Hospital went right past the Indian Center. And every time an ambulance would go by, Paul would be out of his seat running down the road. You either had to hear the ambulance coming and then hold him down, or you had to wait until he ran out of steam and came back, and then you could continue the conversation. So it was tough keeping a coherent conversation going with him. And we had lots of fun. Paul helped us set up our Iroquois commune, I guess is the only other way of putting it back in those days. And I remember that we soon learned his abilities of law, mainly because he didn't seem to have any in farming. So we figured he had to have some somewhere. And so he started arguing and keeping us out of jail. Paul has been, Paul in one way or another has been connected with every major event that I know of, a whole bunch of them that I wasn't connected with. You know, you could talk about Ganawage, you could talk about Restigouche, you could talk about anything that's happened in the last 35 years in Canada, one way or the other, and Paul's had a hand in it, if not a foot. And Paul enjoys staying in the background. He's never been a pushy type. But the important thing about Paul is that while he often counsels, and often, sometimes, not often, but occasionally you decide not to do exactly what he suggests. But it's always worth your while listening to him. Even if ultimately you decide that you don't really, or you can't really go along with what he's saying, he's an important voice. And he's a quiet counsel. He's a competent person. And I'm proud to call him my brother. Come forward, my brother.